When you're going down the street, whoever has seen a Darwin fish on their car? I mean, pretty much everybody, right? There's no denying that people today are fans of Charles Darwin. We're going to compare Charles Darwin to Jesus Christ. We're going to compare the world's model to God's model. This one cracks me up so much. It's got the Darwin fish eating the Jesus fish. So what they're trying to say is Darwin was better than Jesus. Notice what Charles Darwin says. Anybody that puts those bumper stickers up, just keep in mind they don't even know who they're referencing. Charles Darwin said, and I quote, he said, "Often a cold shudder has run through me, and I have asked myself whether I've devoted my life to a fantasy." Charles Darwin was scared that he was living in a fantasy. So, Pastor Boyle, if I got up here and I said, "Pastor Boyle, I'm afraid that I'm living in a fantasy," would you trust anything that I'm saying? Do I even really believe what I'm saying? So when people say, "Oh, Darwinism is so great, founded on a man who was scientific." Look, folks, Charles Darwin couldn't even get a job. In fact, his dad had to get him a job. He was so scientifically illiterate, he couldn't even get a job. The only thing that he was capable of doing was being a comforter for a ship captain as they were floating around in the open ocean. His job title was just to give the captain somebody to talk to. That's the best that Darwin was capable of. Now, Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus knew how to build things. Jesus is the creator of all things. The Bible says that before the world, he created all things, and by him, all things consist. That's powerful. Darwin is weak. Anybody that puts that Darwin fish on their car, especially eating the Jesus fish, just goes to show they haven't even researched what they're talking about. They're just the yes man for the government and for evolution. So, Jesus never said, "I'm afraid I'm living in a fantasy." In fact, Jesus spoke in absolutes. He says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." He didn't say, "Oh, I'm worried I'm devoting my life to a fantasy." How ridiculous that people, just on the foundation, say, "I believe in Darwinism." Darwin was illiterate, folks, scientifically. People say, "Well, Darwin, at least he wasn't a racist." The title of his book is "The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life." You want to know where evolution comes from? Favoring supposed races. They say, "Well, he wasn't a racist. That's just the book title. He explains himself." Okay, let's look at him explain himself. At some future period, not very distant as measured by centuries, the civilized races of man will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world. So what does that tell you that Darwin believed there was? Savage races. They say the book was written by savages. You know what? Paul was a scholar, not a savage. But they make these blanket statements to make it sound like the Bible is somehow bad. The Bible, that's just a bad book. You know, you can't tell your kids that they're a sinner. That's mean. Folks, they tell their kids that they're animals, that they're monkeys. Flip the mirror back on them. When they point a finger, they got three or four pointing right back at them.